From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The U.S. economy continues to grow at a pretty solid rate, slightly faster than expected even, which makes this next piece of news a little puzzling. Some credit card companies are scaling back their lending. Capital One has tightened customer spending limits. Discover, according to the Wall Street Journal, is offering fewer balance transfers to people it considers higher risk. This is all telling us something about the economy. Marketplace's Jed Kim has more.
For the most part, people who hold Discover and Capital One cards tend to be less affluent, more middle America than, say, a Chase Sapphire Reserve holder. Warren Kornfeld is a senior vice president and lead analyst at Moody's Investor Service. He says concerns about Discover and Capital One users' credit risks are noteworthy because they're among the first to get hit by a downturn.
They are very much a bellwether.
So they're a potential risk to lenders. Ted Rossman is an analyst with creditcards.com.
If you can only squeak through the door under the best case economic conditions, what happens if there's a downturn ahead? What happens if you lose your job or your hours get cut and your income goes down?
Rossman says the economy's pretty much at its peak. He thinks Discover and Capital One are making a smart move by reducing their exposure to risk.
It's really the ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure theory, combined with the fact that good times can't last forever.
Warren Kornfeld with Moody's says he wishes this kind of caution had been the order of the day a decade ago.
When you look at the trends going into the Great Recession, lenders were doing the opposite. And historically, when you have economic times as strong as they are today, that lenders loosen. And we have been voicing that concern over the last year or so.
Cutting back on how much credit they offer doesn't mean the companies are going into hibernation. Discover increased its ad buys by 50% for the first half of the year, according to data from Kantar Media. You've probably seen their commercials.
Discover has no annual fees.
Really?
Yeah. We just don't believe in them.
Oh, nice.
What, are they the same person? Twins? I don't know. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.